Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Corey's viral thirst trap, the stoned rats that are taking over New Orleans, the Dunkin' Donuts commodification of Short Kings, and JoJo Siwa's bad girl era. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Well, hello there.
Is that Joey Graceffa? Are you doing a Joey Graceffa?
Oh my God, I really wasn't trying to. I had a song in my head that I was going to sing when we started, when I just walked to the living room to get my phone, and then I walked back and it's gone.
Was it Don't Wait by Joey Graceffa featuring Daniel Prada as the love interest, as the fumbling doctor?
Should I be impressed that you can name a Joey Graceffa single?
I'm sorry. I named a Leland written single. Thank you.
Leland wrote a track for Joey Graceffa?
Graceffa? And now you know, and now you know, and now you know.
Just a,
you know, it will be Joey unearthed over time. It will be unearthed that perhaps the Diane Warren of our time is a Leland official.
Does he have it? So Leland has a songs written by me playlist on Spotify. Is Joey's song on that playlist?
You know what? I don't know. But that's
and if it's
valid.
Not,
if it's not, then we need to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation.
Whoa. I didn't even mean, why you gotta make us shady and we're only 30
I'm not shady.
Seconds in?
I'm not shady. I'm just drawn this way. What is that?
I'm not
a bitch. I'm just drawn this way. I don't know.
Get your angry eyes.
I'm not a whore. I'm a slut. Hey. Hi.
Are you a twat?
No, I'm not. Twat?
Okay.
Twat really is out. It's all about cunt. You know, when I was younger, let's talk about that.
No.
Oh, never mind. When I was little, we weren't, that was the only word we were not allowed to say. And now look
was
at
twat?
Earth. No, cunt.
Oh, everyone's still, a lot of women out there hate it.
Well, it was the no other word was forbidden except that, and now
it is the
go-to
worse.
Compliment. My, how times change, language evolves.
Take back the word, honey.
I don't know if we're allowed to take that word back. Well, I don't know. I'm not involved.
Well.
Me when I'm labeling my three wells. Ooh, have you ever fallen into a well?
No.
Me neither.
This is our time. Oh, down here.
No.
This is our time.
You know I'm a Goonie hater.
You're up there. We're down here.
Mind
this
you.
This is our time.
Mind you, he was gooning.
For the Goonies has very little gooning in it.
I rented this movie Goonies, and let me just say, it did not deliver. Though that
how do you put it on?
Though the one guy in the cave was kind of on my side.
Hold on, I'm adding Goonies to my Letterboxd today, and I'm leaving a review that says very little gooning.
There you go, and then kind of we need to figure
almost
out.
No gooning.
Almost no. Well, I think one actor is compensating for it.
The brother gets what's that elastic workout thing? He gets tied to the chair.
I don't know. I don't like the movie. I'm not trying to talk about that movie.
I love it. It's a classic. If you haven't seen The Goonies, watch it.
You know what? I just looked at my list. The very first thing on my list of things to talk about and the very last thing on my list of things to talk about are the exact same thing. I didn't know I already wrote it.
Oh. So while you've got your pen and paper there, will you write down Celine Dion?
Celine Dion. Sure.
Write it down.
Okay.
Write it down for me. Are you writing it?
I wrote it.
Okay, now, just read all the vowels.
E-I-E-I-O. Okay.
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 That barnyard bitch, what is she up to?
You're giving a troll under the bridge doing a riddle, okay?
Yes. Yeah, pay up. Give me them quarter pence.
You don't understand how a troll under the bridge works. There is no currency involved.
Get my riddles three.
Yes, now you're getting it.
Or give me your toenails.
No, well, maybe.
Yes, a troll might. No, what do you mean no?
I actually think maybe. I say maybe to that.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't think he's exclusively toenails. He's not saying only toenails. He's probably just saying nails. Give me your nails.
Give me your toenails.
You think he's into all nails? I'm the troll.
Why are you gendering the troll?
I am the troll, honey. I can be after whatever I'm after.
I know that's right. So now what?
You like that?
So what now?
You like that Celine remix on TikTok that everyone's dancing to?
I haven't seen Yeah, you know what? Yes, I had
feelings take higher.
We did a so you know
and
what?
I'm alive.
You know when I drive my truck?
God, no, I don't, and I'm never going to learn.
Okay, well...
There was a time when I'd seen every Tyler Oakley video, but that time has passed.
Count your blessings. So now I drive a truck sometimes, and his name is Terry. And
I'm aware.
The other day we did karaoke, and it was all Celine. And oh, buddy, when that song came on, I'm alive. I was... Ooh.
The remix or the real?
The real.
How do we get these remixes on like Spotify? I don't have time to go to SoundCloud for all this stuff. That, I want to listen to it, but I'm not going there. Okay. Same with the Ethel Cain Robin remix. I want to hear it, but I don't want to go there for it.
Now, who the hell is Ethel Cain?
So Obama put an Ethel Cain song on his favorite songs of the summer like 2 or 3 years ago. That's my whole knowledge on Ethel Cain.
And then didn't and then didn't Ethel Cain retweet it and say call Obama a war criminal?
Yeah, I think that's it.
That went hard. Let's just say that.
You can go hard or you can go home.
Yeah, well, usually when I go hard, I go home.
If you stay hard, you don't gotta go hard.
Okay. All right, mama. Speaking of people going hard.
Speaking of people going hard,
I've got quite a hot topic for you, mama.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do you know who JoJo Siwa is?
The Muffin Man?
No.
The Muffin Man?
No, JoJo Siwa.
Yes, heard of her.
Okay, so what do we know about JoJo Siwa, to be honest? So she was a dance mom child.
Here we go. I didn't even know that. The only thing I know about JoJo Siwa is what Lemon taught me about JoJo Siwa when she did her on Snatch Game of Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I didn't quite love that, to be honest, because it was kind of punching at a child.
Oh, Well, you love when I punch a child.
Julia?
Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles. No, JoJo Siwa. So she was a Dance Mom child. Then she's like...
If she's not Maddie, I don't know her.
Okay.
You know that clip she's not. Of Abby Lee Miller where the woman's pointing at her and she tries to bite her finger?
Yes. Yes. I love when
so
Abby Lee Miller...
Wild.
I love when Abby Lee Miller says, boring, lazy, sloppy... Boring, lazy, sloppy. That Abby Lee okay. Miller was nuts. Anyway, she sat behind me at the Teen Choice.
And I was in that row, honey.
And there was one of those. Maybe it was Maddie. Was Maddie also sitting with her?
Listen, tell me your story about JoJo Siwa.
Anyway, JoJo Siwa. So I don't know what
Not
happened
so,
between...
So.
I don't,
JoJo.
JoJo. I don't know what happened between Dance Moms and now, but she has now, my perception of her is like she's famous on the internet. Maybe she did Dancing with the Stars. That seems like something that's
I was going to say either that or Masked Singer. Maybe both.
Maybe she did Masked Singer.
She also did an Army reality TV show.
Oh, yeah. Like
where she carried that guy who.
Tough celebrities.
She carried Scandoval
okay.
over her shoulder.
So she's kind of like a professional celebrity is what I'm getting.
Yeah, she loves the screen
but
time.
She does. She loves to laugh. She loves to dance. She's very into glitter. And she's kind of giving Lisa Frank Claire's aesthetic deep into her 20s.
Still, she can't be that deep into her 20s.
Well, okay. So that's what I know before.
She is 20.
Deep into her 20s. And so she has now, she's been teasing a bad girl era. She's ready to have her, what was Miley's bad girl era?
Bangers.
Bangers. She's ready to have her, what was Selena's bad girl era?
Selena who?
Fetish. What was Demi's bad girl era?
The rock version.
The rock version of the album.
Of Cruel for the Summer.
Which summer? She's all like, I'm about to be bad. And she posted like a little preview of her with this evil makeup on and a thing that says, I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. And so... Here we go.
That was it. Here we go.
So are you ready for it? Are you ready for it?
I'm also in my bad girl era.
The picture is giving Insane Clown Posse. It's giving WWE wrestler introduction. You know, it's giving.
Great. Wait.
It's I'm not trying to shame somebody deep in their 20s, but you know, I don't bully children like some people on the pod, but
I have a question.
What?
What's Tanya Khan? Hold on, cuz I just googled JoJo Siwa's bad girl era and 17 minutes ago Tana Mongu roasts JoJo Siwa's bad girl era.
She beat us to it.
is that Tanya of the Tanya Khan?
Maybe you're reading an article from the future about, and it's a typo about Tyler and Kyrie.
Tanya Mongu
no,
is
it's,
having a
it's,
good.
Your eyes. You need to get your eyes checked. It says Tyler and Kyrie.
How's her name not Tanya Mongu?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is that Tanya Khan?
When I recorded the video
is
with
it?
Yes, when I recorded the video with Joey and like the Escape the Night people and Tana. I keep thinking her name's Tanya because of you. And Tana was there. And Tana was all, "You need to come on my podcast." And I thought and I said I said to her, you know,
legally, I can't.
You know, that sounds like, that sounds like a delight, but also I just keep to myself these days. And she's all, you know what? More power to you. I felt like she got it. She understood. I'm not trying to. I do love to kind of like whisk the pot, but I'm not trying to stir the pot. You know what I'm saying?
Honey, well, here I am. Now I'm on TMZ, digging deep. And there's a picture of JoJo Siwa getting a full sleeve of tattoos on February 28th.
They were fake tattoos. They were like, they were
temporary
tattoos. She was just kind of doing it. She was joshing for the pod.
You know, you can buy those like sheer sleeves.
I thought the same thing. Girls.
Also, I can't. I wish I would have got a tattoo on February 29th. Now I have to wait again.
What would have been the specialness of that because of Leap Day? But is it a special thing to do it on February 29th? Do people do that?
Yeah, maybe you're like, hey, I got this tattoo on February 29th.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
Would you say that this JoJo Siwa's bad girl moment went viral?
Well, you know what else went viral? Hey, did you ever have a bad girl era? Is it coming?
Hey, did you hear?
No, I'm not done with bad girl eras. Remember when bad girl
viral moment?
No. Remember when bad gal Riri? Is that her Instagram name?
Used to make music.
That's crazy to have that as an Instagram name. I'm bad gal Riri. Anyway, remember when she had her bad era? That was maybe one of my favorite Rihanna albums. Which one was that? Rated R. Oh, when it started with Madhouse. The wait is over.
You do give Mad Hatter energy
to the Madhouse. Hey, you know what? I was at a Mad Hatter experience this weekend.
Wow. Look at that seamless segue.
Did you purposely say that? So there I was.
Tell me more.
I went to Beyond Wonderland, which you've been to before.
Sure have.
It was my birthday. It falls on my birthday every year. So last year, my little brother and I went, and we went again this year, and it was so much fun. It's like an Alice in Wonderland themed rave experience. But oh my God.
Tell it, girl. This is a safe space.
I'm not trying to say I'm old in any capacity, but I'm definitely feeling like my age is going up, and the kids at raves and festivals remain 18. It's like children running around blackout drunk and like eyes rolling in the back of their heads, dropping their school ID lunch card or whatever. You know, it's like they're giving children up in there.
Yeah. Was it 18 and up?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't go.
Most festivals are.
We should put a stop to that.
They should be in a mall.
Kids these days, nowadays.
Whatever happened to the food court? Go. Whatever happened to laser tag? You're a child. Okay.
I would love to play laser tag now.
Well, there's time.
I'm jonesing for it.
Jonesing? Yeah.
Okay, any interesting stories? Any interesting people? Any interesting hallucinations?
No, I just was boogieing. I was getting down and funky with it, and you know.
No wonder your back hurts.
I know. Oh my God, I am crickety. Holy shit. 35? The difference between 25 at a rave and 35 at a rave, honey.
I don't think you ever went to a rave at 25, girl.
or 30. I'm telling you what, it's only getting cricketier. I got to stretch. Are you stretching?
Yeah. Stretching, if it makes you feel good, you should do it, but not always necessary.
Okay.
I find that if you live a pretty active lifestyle...
Okay. All right.
Although when I go to the gym, I do roll out my back every morning and it starts with a nice crack.
Okay. Roll out.
It's so nice.
Roll Out. Now, that's a ludicrous song. Roll Out.
Where are you going with this?
Oh, I love Luda, you know.
Oh. I wanted to give you your time in case you wanted to cut me off from sharing my story again.
Okay, now, well, you said something about Mad Hatter, so, like, I couldn't leave that be.
Dangling, yeah, I get it, dangle.
Okay, now what did you, you said something went viral and that was your segue? Wow.
My second most viral moment in my life.
Oh.
After my Mean Girls tweet.
Okay, what happened?
Well, there's this gym here in San Francisco that I go to that has really good lighting in the bathroom.
Oh my God, I saw this.
So all the San Francisco gays take their dating app profile pics in this bathroom with the good lighting.
Okay.
And somebody curated 30 pictures from the grid of all the gays in the same bathroom with the same lighting. And there I was included. The drama.
So was it a nude?
No.
Well, that's what I want you to clarify.
Oh, no. It's just people flexing, showing their muscles and stuff.
No, yeah. You know what? I saw this and then I looked for you. And I saw you.
I had like 20 people send it to me. It was just my weekend was that on loop. And I thought, all of you follow the Instagram account Fitness Gays.
Oh, yeah. People, and you know what? It goes viral on Twitter, too. And it goes, you know, it's all around. It's
if it ain't Pop Crave, it ain't viral on Twitter, honey.
You know what? You don't know the half of it, honey, because it is the commodification of the memification.
Well, honey, the point is, I commented, at least tag me.
I saw, and I gave it a like.
And boy, did I get at least one message from somebody who was like, we should go on a date.
Ooh!
I would go on that date with him. So
oh my God.
Stay tuned.
Oh my God, I can't
Thanks,
believe.
Fitness Gays.
How did you guys meet each other? Fitness Gays with a Z?
He thought I looked hot in the grid.
Well, you know, that content, it trickles down. It goes around. It's going to be around for a long, long time. It's going to be rehashed, reused. It's the meme industrial complex now. You've lost control of the narrative. It has been slobbered all over by the memification.
Well, here's the real tea.
The
emancipation
of Mimi.
So here's the real tea, though. Is like they did it to poke fun, to shame, and naturally, obviously, there's a slew of gays who weren't included in it. So then I saw them all doing. Then it started popping up on my Instagram story all weekend. Somebody started one of the tags that was like, "You weren't included. Post your gym locker room selfie." And so that all the people who weren't included in the grid but still have that same picture all started posting it on Instagram. I thought, oh,
I saw a lot of people marking themselves as safe from the viral posts.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. not me. Goop got me.
Well, I wish you the best, and I hope that this date pans out, and you know, maybe you can take a picture in that same mirror with him someday.
I have seen men go in that restroom together, but it's a one in, one out sitch. So, well, I've also seen pics on Grindr of two guys together, not fucking, but like just taking a pic together. So I guess they do PG stuff in there too.
They're helping each other stretch.
They're helping each other find their light.
Well, yes, mama. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What else you got?
Oh my God! Did you hear about New Orleans?
No, hold on. I have one thing.
So
to say.
When you ask me what do I got, and then I give you what I got, and then you say, "Hold on, is this a lesson? Is this me learning my lesson?"
The girls were mad last week that I shit on Ariana's album.
I don't care what the girls think.
So I wanted to clarify and say, okay, I found three that I like.
Classic backtrack. Now go on with it.
I like Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
I like True Story.
Mm-hmm.
I like We Can't Be Friends. I don't think We Can't Be Friends slaps. Slaps as hard as everyone thinks it does, but like I'll listen to it while I'm doing the dishes.
You literally just
listed. I ain't popping my puss to the curb, but I will put it on while I'm washing the dishes.
You listed the songs that I said I liked from the album.
No, I don't believe that.
Let's roll back the footage. Let's roll back the tapes. Because I very clearly said the exact same
songs. I haven't heard a lot of love for True Story. That's interesting.
That's interesting. That's interesting that I say that.
No, boy, bye. Oh, so what were you saying about New Orleans?
Oh my God, did you hear about New Orleans? Nawlins, no. As we say.
What's going on down there?
In where?
New Orleans.
No, you're saying it wrong. Nawlins.
Nawlins.
Nawlins. Well,
over. Northern Ireland?
Over in Nawlins. Nawlins.
Northern Ireland?
Nawlins. How do they say it when they're there?
Nawlins.
Nawlins. We're in Nawlins. No, in New Orleans.
Okay, now let's hear it.
Oh my God. The police headquarters. Okay, first of all, ACAB.
Who's police?
The NOPD. The Nawlins Police Department.
Okay, I didn't know if you were talking about the Royal We.
The Nawlins Police Department was infested. Huh. And no, not by pigs, like I know you're thinking. No, it was infested by vermin.
Name them.
Get to it, honey. Okay, is vermin kind of like birds includes owls and pigeons? Vermin includes...
If you said vermin, I would think woodland creatures.
So it's an umbrella
possums,
term.
Squirrels. I would include rodents.
Okay, well, rats broke in. I don't know if they broke in, but the rats...
House secures the jail if the rats are able to break in.
The rats got in to the police headquarters, okay, and the rats were eating all of their marijuana.
Oh, my God. This is just like that cat that fell in the toxic waste last week. Animals are going ham this year. 2024... Animals are like, honey.
You know what animals go in the most ham?
You're gonna take all RK? That started with the horses, but now they're biting back, honey.
Ooh, not nay.
You take the horses, K, the rats take your weed, honey.
Well, you know, I think good for the
rats.
And then
what happened?
The
what
rats
happened after that?
They're all high. The quote from Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick. That is giving Irish, if we're going to talk about Ireland. Kirkpatrick, Ann Kirkpatrick, Ann Kirkpatrick, the superintendent of the Narlands Police Department, which was vermin infested.
You sound like you're reading for a part. You sound like fucking Denise Stritchfield up in here.
Well.
Oh, I'm Ann Kirkpatrick, and this is, I'm the deputy of intel at the Nile.
Well, according to Ann Kirkpatrick, the superintendent of the Nolens Police Department, which was recently vermin infested, and I quote, "The rats are eating our marijuana. They're all high." End quote.
Well, about time somebody ate it instead of the police just planting it on people of color.
Oh, can you just eat marijuana and feel
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I have.
Oh.
I did before this show.
like the greenery?
Yeah, it's like a salad moment.
Chewy, chewy, chewy.
You're like, you got a spice in your tooth. And I'm like, no, baby. It's weed.
It's giving, what does it look like? Sage, rosemary, a little bit of thyme, coriander.
What'd you call me?
Well, I think I'm on the side of the rats, per usual.
yeah, you are friends with them.
I think, they don't necessarily follow the same rules. You know, they're not subscribed to the police department.
How long does the average rat live?
I could not tell you.
What? A brown rat, 2 years. A black rat, 12 months.
Damn.
Fuck.
That's not long. It's not long
Damn.
Enough.
To be a two-year-old brown rat.
They should Ugh. Be. They should not be at the police department. They should be at the mall. Let the rats go. Oh, to be stoned at the mall? What are you doing? Let's go.
With my pet, to be stoned at the mall with my pet rat who's also stoned?
Sure.
But you know I'm not fucking with Sbarro. I
would.
Can't believe people
I will.
Eat
I will
that.
And I would.
Every time I've ever seen a Sbarro at a mall food court, I've thought, fuck you.
The people at the Meridian Mall trying to go to Olga's, I thought, what?
I felt like the Meridian Mall had an Olga's moment.
It really did.
My friend who used to work at the Abercrombie there in college would always tell me about the Olga's, and I thought, okay. Sure, Jan.
All right.
But he did teach me that you could just tell any of those people, I work in the mall, and they gave you a discount. Hey, should we try that nowadays? These
absolutely,
days, nowadays?
Absolutely. And if they ask, Lids, I work at Lids.
I work at Liz Claiborne.
Ooh, we're two Lizzie girls. Lizzie girls. Lizzie girls stick together.
It's like
is what
girls.
We'll tell them. Is what we'll tell them. If they ask any more questions, it doesn't matter what the question is. Well, Lizzie girls stay together.
Do you have proof?
Check Lizzie the hat, honey. Check the hat. I'm going to be wearing a hat, certainly.
Well, you are at the mall.
Well.
Meet me at the mall.
It's going down?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Did you see, you know what? Everything's fun until corporate gets their grubby little fingers on it. Case in point, Dunkin' Donuts. Did you see?
Oh! I heard Dunkin' Donuts named a coffee the Short King to pay homage to your kind, your people, your brethren.
They say, sometimes you don't need a large or even a medium. You just need a Short King.
You're mad that they did it?
No, I'm not. Why would I be mad? Representation in media.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate when big corporation or Taylor Swift tries to slap their TM on something that is like a colloquialism of the generation.
When you say big corporation or Taylor Swift, you could have just said big corporation.
Well, I wanted to name them.
Big reputation.
Name them.
Big manifestation.
Spelling is fun.
Oh.
You didn't watch RuPaul's Drag Race UK versus the world because you didn't understand my comment about twat versus cunt earlier, right?
Correct. I have not seen the latest episode. It's unfortunate, but like I just then got I back I, and I couldn't.
I can't. All I wanted to say is that one of the queens who is lip syncing for their legacy, they posted it on TikTok and someone said, "Ooh, the way their performance skills give Taylor Swift."
Don't. Don't.
And I knew what that person meant when they said it.
Well, no, but I am caught up on Drag Race America.
Okay, so do you think they're setting Q up to get second place and then have a meltdown?
No, I think they're leading up to Q getting fourth.
Well, there's no way Morphine's not going home next week. There's absolutely no way.
It's, you know what it's giving? It's giving a fight to the end with lip syncing. And I think Morphine could send Q home in a lip sync. And that's how I see it.
That's true. I just haven't been a fan of
a major upset.
In the old days, if you were in the bottom three for a third time, you went home.
Yeah, well,
they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because they shouldn't do that. It should not be like that. I understand what you're saying, and I know that it's boring for the viewers, and I agree with you. But the whole premise is lip sync for your life, and if you're able to deliver the lip sync, then there you can have your life.
Not to shit on Maya, but I resaw her lip sync against Plasma, and I just thought Plasma held her own. She didn't deserve that.
Well, you know, somebody's got to go home every week.
I just envision a world where we're at the final five, and I could picture any of the five winning. And when that's not the case, it makes me sad.
I mean, let's get real. This is giving. It's giving the Bianca season, where you've got this legendary queen, revered, who is known and respected and gives this like sage advice to the other queens, helps them find their way during the journey.
Sad when they get eliminated.
No, wins. What are
no,
you talking
no, no.
about?
It's sad when the others get eliminated.
Oh, sure, whatever. And then keeps winning and keeps proving it. And then it's kind of like the way the Sasha Colby season was a little writing on the wall, like everyone kind of felt that it was like that was where the crown was going. It feels at this point, and I'm not mad about it, Safira's to win. It's Safira's to take home. And yeah, I think it's deserved. I just don't see how it could go any other way except maybe a double win. But I used to think it was going to be a double win with Nymphia, but I kind of think I could see a double win with Plain. But I think I think it should be a single win. As much as I love Plain and Nymphia.
It's just so interesting to me because I hated the narrative and how much time they spent on Q complaining about not winning last week. But I wouldn't have acted the way she did, but I do kind of agree that I thought Jane and Q were better at the presentation last week. Whereas this week, it felt like they gave Plain the double win with Safira because Safira was definitely the winner, but they couldn't let her win four episodes in a row. So they split it and let Jane win with her this week. And I just thought, this judging this season is crazy.
I think Plain and Q should have won last week. I think Safira and Plain should have won this week. There's room for two winners multiple weeks. It's fine. None of it even matters. They're not even having to print out more repeater badges or whatever the hell. It's just, it's all it is just a little update to the Wikipedia. It doesn't matter who, like, it's not like it costs them more to do. Oh, maybe it does if they're $5,000 prize or whatever. I don't know.
Well, she had to split it. They had to split it.
Well, then there you go. I agree. I think Q and Plain killed it last week. Though I will say, I don't agree with the judges about Morphine being in the bottom compared to Q. I thought Morphine was kind of giving me a funnier experience. I was laughing more at Morphine than I was at Q. Q was definitely guiding the boat, but I was getting more laughter out of the experience of Morphine.
I think it just lost that one moment where like Q asked her something and she was like, I forgot you say it.
That was the nail.
Had she dodged that bullet, I completely agree. I thought Q was pretty bad. I think Q has gotten very lucky in 2 weeks where she should have been in the bottom and was safe.
I'm definitely bummed to say goodbye to Dawn. That was like a queen that I was very much looking forward to seeing all of their art because like it was giving art all season and like a very crystal clear point of view. And if you were to like put all of the runway looks together in a collage, I think you would be very impressed with the package. Like that was a strong package. Definitely sucks to like not have any wins, but like is it true she had the record for most safes of any queen ever, which is not bad. Like, I think that's a pretty good record.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have loved to see her perspective on the makeover challenge, which is this week coming to versus someone else.
go off.
No, I think in a makeover challenge, there's more room to have somebody stylistically like Dawn because it would make it more interesting and would make a more impactful makeover.
Yeah. No, I agree.
When so many people often struggle with this upcoming challenge.
I think I'm preparing myself for some bad judging riggery. Like when I saw in the preview for the makeover challenge, Michelle saying, I'm just not seeing the family resemblance.
I hate that line is such made up. Let us pick who we want to get rid of. It's just insane. I hate when they say that.
Let's just say I was triggered. Let's just say I've heard this before. It's the exact same thing they said.
So willy nilly.
That's what they said to Monet. And I was standing up there thinking, huh? What do you mean? Well, what do you want us? What more could we do? What more? Michelle, what more could we do? Let's sound it out. What are you implying / saying? What? How could the family resemblance resemble? Go on now.
Speak up.
Go on now.
Cool. Well, we're coming to the end of the season, and I'm excited to see how it plays out. But I agree with you. I think at this point, we're all assuming a Safira Kristal crowning,
which is deserved, and to see her chain look this week, was like, how do you still have like these season defining looks left in your bag? Like, and we've already seen season defining looks from her.
Don't get me wrong. That's what I think is why the main reason I didn't think it should have been a double win because they gave Jane critiques on her look and silhouette being something they had seen before from her. And I just think Safira was a smidge better in the challenge, and I thought her look was the best one on the runway.
I will say this too, though. I am really impressed with the full arc we are experiencing with Plain Jane. Like, we are really getting, there is a shift of narrative of how we're being presented Plain Jane, and Plain Jane is presenting herself. And I can tell that the internet is, like, really coming around to her.
I think that's because my biggest problem with what she was doing at the beginning of the season is it just felt inauthentic. It felt like she was doing it for airtime and she was doing it for screen time. And I think what we're seeing is her settle more into who she actually is.
Yeah,
what makes me like her more is it's like, oh, now you're being you. Now you're showing us all the.
I could not handle Q walking down the runway after losing. Oh, and she looked like she was frowning. She was frowning and slightly waving her little sash, half holding up a "Don't forget to vote" poster or whatever the fuck. Last week or this week? Both weeks. She was over it. She is not happy, and that will be her demise. They're going to capitalize on that. That sucks.
Their devil looks. I'm sorry. Those red dresses that were BOGO on Amazon.
I have that outfit. I have that outfit. I've recently worn that.
What would your bathroom theme be?
Ooh, let's talk about that. What was... An entirely poop-themed episode.
RuPaul has notoriously loved fart jokes.
Farts, poop, piss,
Daytona
number two.
Win, honey.
Flush, flush. It was a lot. And a lot of I shit myself humor in the workroom.
Babe, I would rather watch a redo of that than the baby doll create your own look episode.
Mm. Can you hear the plane flying over my house? Jesus, it's like circling.
She goes by Jane, not plane.
I'm still, if she goes by plane, why? I don't get it. Why is it spelled plane like plane? And why is
because
she go by plane?
She talked about it in the Meet the Queens. She loves airplanes. She's a big plane girl.
A plane girl.
She loves Boeing.
Oh my god.
She loves Southwest Airlines.
I had an ex who was an intern at Boeing and he loved to talk about Boeing, and I always thought, what the hell is Boeing?
Let's not have him testify to any of that, honey.
All right. Well, Corey,
we really did it.
Where can people find you?
Well, if you follow Fitness Gaze, you can follow my fitness journey on Instagram.
Nice.
You too, mama.
You can find me on Twitch. Hey, this Friday, I'm celebrating my birthday on Twitch. And if you'd like
to
join.
That's weird to not celebrate it on your actual birthday.
Well, I was gone.
It was a Friday.
I was gone.
Gone or gone too soon?
I was gone with the wind fabulous. This Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
I'll see you on Twitch. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.